Welcome back. We're all out. Trent Luce, Gary Axsomit joining us. Are you in charge of complaints for Thayer County businesses? Because I got one.
No.
Kelly and I were coming home from Oklahoma State's graduation Saturday, and I do this a lot, whether it's good or bad. I'm on the road. I don't stop to eat. And that little gas station right there across from the community center in Hebron has good food in there.
Yeah.
And they don't cook anything on Saturday and Sunday because the people feel like they're overworked on Monday through Friday. So Saturday, you can't buy food. Well, you can buy junk food, but you can't buy grill food. I'm lodging a complaint. I think you should take care of that.
For about 3 or 4 days out of the week here, I don't know whether you can get a sit-down meal in Thayer County. Okay, so like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't know whether you can get a sit-down meal at night in this county. We've just decimated our population. I mean, there's a stretch of road on the north side of Alexandria called Highway 53. Mm-hmm. And it goes to Highway 4. And most people probably wouldn't even know there's a town down in the river there, but that's kind of where I grew up. Going on that 5 miles north of town, when I was a little kid, there was a farm on every quarter section on both sides of the road, and their last name was Sin, S-I-N-N. There isn't a Sin left in the phone book. What do you expect's going to happen?
What led to that? What's the recipe that we allowed that to happen?
I'm going to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but leaving the gold standard just screwed us. Mm-hmm. It turned us into a rat race because you know, Earl Butts, get bigger, bigger is better. It couldn't have been a worse recipe for rural America because now it's just an arms race, you know. Even as bad as things have been these past couple of years, every time I'm back here, a couple of neighbors stop over and tell me about pieces of farm ground that have rented or sold. And I'm just like, what calculator are these people even using? But see, they're in an arms race. They've got a cost per acre issue. They don't own any equipment. They're making lease payments on everything. So they've got a cost per acre issue. They need to rent more ground in order to bring their cost per acre down on their planting, harvesting, and everything else. So it's an arms race. It's just that simple. There's two farmers in this area that farm over 100 quarters apiece. And I'm not going to say their names, but I'm sure anybody who's from this area knows who I'm talking about.
Right.
Forget it. I don't want anything to do with that.
I take very seriously your statement about 3 to 4 days a week in Thayer County, you can't have a sit-down meal in the evening.
Yep.
Loup City, Nebraska, where you've been at one point in time.
Yep.
When I first came to Loup City, which would have been December of 1992, there were 4 very active bars, a couple of restaurants, and I mean, for a town of 1,000, but it's 1,000 people. But honestly, Loup City was then and still at some point is fed by people coming to Sherman Reservoir, a big lake up on top of the hill. But there's a bar. You can still go to a bar. They close pretty early. It's just not what it was, and there's still 2 places to get a sit-down meal, and that's 7 days a week. But this is a real issue because all the neighboring little towns, you can't do that.
No.
And I think that's a big thing in the quality of life and why kids don't stay around, to be honest.
It is, because why would you? I mean, you would have to love this life to the point where you're willing to give up a lot of the creature comforts of your life. And I respect that. I know a lot of young people that have stayed. I mean, I got some buddies over in Chicley, Davenport area, young guys in their 30s, and they're trying. And I respect them for trying. And I see them pull into the corner store out here in the Highway 81, you know where I'm talking about, at Bruning, and the Tahoe is stacked full of kids. We actually have a baby boom in Bruning right now, believe it or not. They're adding on to the daycare center in Bruning because we've had such a baby boom in the past 5 years in this community. I respect the people that hold on. I will tell your viewers, if you want to buy some really good meat, go to the grocery store in Bruning, Nebraska. It's a family-owned place. The son stayed around, and they've done a really great job of taking care of things. But it's that's unique. That's rare. Okay, that's an outlier. The thing that I'm more worried about is losing hospitals. Because if a community loses their hospital, you know, there was always the old chronological order of death nails. You lose your high school, you lose your bank, your town is dead. That's mm-hmm. Alexandria personified. Bank went closed in 1986. That was it. Turn off the lights. It's over. But if a community loses their hospital, Trent, there's no economic development at that point. And people don't think about that. You cannot tell a company, hey, come to my community. We want you to build a facility here when you've got to ship somebody that's hurt 45 minutes to Superior or Fairbury or Beatrice or York. I mean, Geneva has an amazing hospital. Thank the Lord for that. But the point is, I don't think a lot of these rural counties realize it. The overall viability of these communities is on the brink.
You wore a conspiracy cap for a little bit. I'll wear it now. The problem that we have with government incentivized economic development, which I have no place for. Government does not have a role in doing economic development, issuing grants, or any of that. But what you just walked through is why local policymakers, i.e. county commissioners, planning and zoning, are willing to jump at anything that appears to bring a few coins into the county without thinking about the long-term repercussions, because we've been in this economic drought in rural areas, which again was induced by government policies. And now people are saying, oh, AI data center. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, without stopping to think about what's the real impact to quality of life and how is this going to bring about long-term economic development, which it doesn't. But that leads us into that whole discussion and mindset that we got to do something.
And once again, I'm going to get off on my soapbox here. I'm 56 years old. Throughout my life, I've learned a lot. And when I was in my 20s, I didn't understand why Wall Street wouldn't give me money. Now that I'm in my 50s, I don't even have to have my shingle hung out, and I get emails from people wanting to know if I want to build a business with them. Why? It's gray hair. So let me explain this to you. I have a theory that pretty much everything in life can be rendered down to the Myers-Briggs personality test. The difference between a sensory extroverted personality type and myself, who is an introverted intuitive personality type, I sat here and I look, like you said, I call it the bouncing ball. I work through a process of pluses and minuses on anything that I'm doing. I look at what's going on in rural communities and I do the same thing. I bounce through this and I go, okay, what's the pluses and the minuses? What's the downside in the long term? And Trent, this is part of the reason why I had to just disconnect from my previous life and why I just live in a really small little bubble when I'm back here in Bruning, is because it's so hard on my mental health to try to have conversations, intelligent conversations, because I get so frustrated, my head just explodes. But listen, we've got a water problem, Trent. We have a major, major Ogallala Aquifer water problem. And if we don't wake up, we're going to absolutely screw the pooch, as my dad used to say. We're going to regret trading data centers for agriculture. I'm sorry. It's just that plain and simple. And the sad part about it is, Trent, boy, you probably know some of the NRD guys that I used to lock horns with 10 years ago. Man, I used to tell them, I'd say, gentlemen, the only time something is worth something is if there's a price on it. And I'm sorry, farmers are going to have to put a price on water. If they don't put a price on water, it's going to go away, because somebody's just going to come in here and take it for free. But I've been preaching in the choir about this for 15 years. Ever since 2012, when that drought hit the Platte River Valley in 2012, and I saw four-wheeler tracks up and down the sandbars, I went, oh my God, what are we doing? What are we doing to this state?
I'm going to implicate myself in this statement as well. We have too many people that pay attention to what happens in Lincoln and don't give equal attention to what happens with all of the National Resource Districts, the NRDs, and
Yes.
the NPPD, Nebraska Public Power District co-op meetings. Those two entities are allowing our resources to be exploited and taken out of here, and we're not really paying attention to it. Have you been to the buildings that these NRDs now have moved into in every district? What's
And
that?
how about the buildings that these REAs are in?
100%.
I mean, these are compounds with chain link fence and razor wire around the top of the fence. And I'm looking at this going, how does this even pencil out? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. We have allowed our human ego to get the best of us. And back to the NPPD thing, and boy, I'm going to have to look around here and probably wear a flak jacket because I haven't poked at NPPD in 10 years. I poked at them so bad they about lost their minds. I mean, they had that NPPD jet fueled up and ready for any time Gary Aksamit went to an NRD meeting. They were there the next day to tell the NRD managers, Gary Aksamit's full of it. Gary Aksamit's lying. But here's a problem that I have with rural economic development in Nebraska. Every rural economic development organization in this state, their website is run by NPPD. Go look at them. Pull up the economic development websites and go down to the bottom, and you'll see a nice little blue NPPD label down there.
It's because they give little pittance of money and control every single project that happens in these rural areas that don't understand they're being controlled. Gary, we got one segment left. It's going fast. We'll be back with that after this. Cardiovascular health is dependent upon the right level of nitrate in your system. Get more details on the website, n101.com, n101.com. TL10 is the coupon code, and this is 100% about making sure your body functions and we have circulation to all parts of the body. That is key and why you need nitric oxide. N101.com, N101.com. TL10 is your coupon code. Don't forget about the most tender beef on the planet. That is certified Piedmontese. I also found goodlifene.com. There's some tremendous, I don't know the difference. What is, they're all, it's all certified Piedmontese. It's the same company. We're all doing this. Check out the, compare the options yourself at cpbeef.com and then goodlifene.com. Let me know what you see in terms of the difference. It's tender every time.